This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on Kathleen Huber, last name H-U-B-E-R, Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N. Place was Hyde Park, assisted living. Date was April 7, 2022. New paragraph, Ms. Huber was seen regarding numbness and tingling in her hands or feet and dizziness, and she actually has fallen out of bed. New paragraph, history. Ms. Huber has had numbness and tingling for a little while now, period. She is on gabapentin, 200 milligrams three times a day, but she feels tired much of the time, period. She also complains of dizziness, period. She gets lightheaded, period. She has funny feelings of sensation of the hands and sensation of the feet, and sometimes it's painful, period. There's rare chest pains lasting a minute or two, usually when anxious, period. There does seem to be some anxiety, period. She gets short of breath sometimes and has COPD, but she wasn't short of breath when seen today, period. No clear aggravating factors for the dizziness identified, period. The dizziness is definitely worse when standing, though, than when laying down. She knows to get up slowly and sit for a while, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills, eye, no complaints, ENT, no complaints, respiratory, no dyspnea, change that, she gets dyspnea intermittently, but not too bad now, there's no wheezing, cardiovascular, occasional chest pain when anxious, it only brief and transitory, lasting minutes or seconds, period. GI, no complaints, GU, no complaints, musculoskeletal, no significant complaints. New paragraph, past history is positive for COPD, anxiety, recurrent major depressions, alcohol excess, psychosis, incontinence of urine. Records mention opioid abuse. New paragraph, examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill, appearing, period. Blood pressure 140 over 82 laying and 100 over 72 standing. Pulse 84, spike rate 18. Head and neck was unremarkable. Eyelids and conjunctiva were normal. Extraocular was normal. Oral mucosa normal. Neck supple. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1S2, no gallop, no murmur, no significant edema, fetal pulse is palpable, abdomen soft and non-tender, CNS, cranial is mostly normal, sensation intact. The paragraph assessment plan. One, Ms. Huber has dizziness, likely due to orthostatic hypotension, period. Asked her to get up slowly, sit before standing, and do foot dorsiflexion exercise before getting up, period. She's to be cautious, period. At this point, she's not on any antihypertensives, period. Two, she has evidence of peripheral neuropathy, period. She already is on gabapentin. But it's fatigued in the day, so I'll change it to 100 milligrams twice a day, and just take 400 at nighttime only, period. I'm hoping that'll help the neuropathy while avoiding fatigue and sedation, period. Three, she has episodes of recurrent major depression, and I will continue Zoloft, 50 milligrams daily, period. Four, she has anxiety, I'll continue Ativan, 1 milligram twice a day as needed. Five, she has history of psychosis, and I'll continue for now Olanzapine, 5 milligrams BID, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.